Everybody, do you guys know what song that is? That how are you guys? Skylar Grey is the shit. Yeah, that's right. That's Skylar Grey, dude. It got so Eminem and confirmed sodomite Dr. Dre. Rihanna, Dr. Dre, Eminem, all confirmed sodomites, took a Skylar Grey song and remixed it. And Skylar Grey's original song was so much prettier than that. Just gonna stand there and watch me. Like the original went, on the first day of our story, the future seems so bright. Remember the words. Even angels have a wicked. You will always be my hero, even though you've lost your mind. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. That's all right, because I like the way it hurts. I want to get the lyrics to that. It's a pretty sweet song by Skylar Grey. Skylar Grey is a very talented person. And then she went, she sold out to sodomy, unfortunately. Just gonna... I'm just trying to get the lyrics to this baby. It's haunting. Oh, it goes. On the first page of our story, the future seemed so bright. Then this thing turned out so evil. I don't know why, but I'm surprised. Even angels have their wicked schemes, and you take it to new extremes. But you'll always be my hero, even though you've lost your mind. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. That's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and watch me cry. Well, that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. Now there's gravel in our voices, glasses shattered from the fight. In this tug of war, you always win. Cause you feel me fables from your head, with violent words and empty threats. And it's sick that all these battles are what keeps me satisfied. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. That's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. That's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
It's almost like a love song to Satan. It's crazy. Like raw, honest lyrics in any form I appreciate, even if it's from a point of view that's pretty sick. And there's something sick in that song, but it was like, I can't explain it. There's something so authentic about it. It's like, she sings and it's sick that all these battles are what keeps me satisfied. You know? It's so interesting. I love the way you lie. Because you understand the irony of that song is she's being honest as she's singing, because it's like, think about how hard it is to admit that you love a lie. And, you know, we've all faced that in our lives. It's part of, you know, like the moon landing. Some people love that lie. Even angels have their wicked schemes, and you take that to new extremes. But you'll always be my hero, even though you've lost your mind. It's not like a direct love song to Satan, but it's a satanic love song. It's like it's a love song from a girl singing to a guy who is a demon, like demonic. And it's beautiful in the sense that probably has helped people free themselves from it in a way, because it's like when you admit that you love the way they lie, that's kind of almost like a rock bottom moment. Drug addiction, exactly. That could be, you could be singing that to heroin. Man, no white claw in my beer store. Well, unfortunately, I may be bailing on the claw. We're going to be getting into that in a second. That's why the name of this episode is The Claw That Broke the Big Bear's Back. And then I uploaded the full show from Vancouver, so I'll do a little commentary on that. But this is why I don't ever do sponsorships or anything. I have to be able to turn and burn when I see an issue. And so I have claw right now because I still have a 12er, and it's already been bought. Like I'm gonna drink the claw, but some very disturbing news has come. And I know we live in a fallen world, you know, but I am on a hunt now to find a claw replacement. So if anybody knows of, it's called lesbian water. People have said that, but spiked seltzer, no sugar, no fake sugar, just spiked seltzer. All right. Let's go through some of these. Why waste it? I mean, for real. Exactly. I still wear my Nikes. I'm just not going to be buying Nike anytime in the near future because of their Colin Kaepernick situation. I'm not going to throw away. I'm wearing Nike shoes right now. I'm not going to throw away good shoes just because they hired a dipshit communist. But I will not be buying more Nike in the future. Ever again. Ever again. I don't forget that shit. You promote Colin Kaepernick, I'm out. Look for Truly Tastier Than Claw. Well, we'll get to that. LaCroix and Sky. Well, I'm gonna make my own vodka, I think. I'm gonna be growing potatoes. We'll figure it out. Is White Claw owned by a lesbian couple? We'll get to that. It's not something I'm excited about. Someone made this. This is hysterical. We didn't go to the moon, you retards. Owen Benjamin and Sidekick Bear are last man. From the Academy Award director, Stanley Kubrick. Mark Dice, this is pretty legendary. Liberals worship Moloch from the Old Testament. Moloch isn't a cow, though. Moloch's an owl. This cartoon is legit, though. But just because the world is run by symbols, it's important to get your symbols straight. But I'm glad that he brought this to people's attention. But Moloch is an owl. And when you see the pussy hat parade, it makes a lot of sense. No, PBR, no. When I land the plane, I have three claws a night. I work hard with my hands. I I wake up early. Oh, I was up this morning at 6. Me and Crowder had this hysterical idea for a sketch, but then I fell back asleep and I didn't get him the video in time, but it will be used soon. But we were dying laughing, but the sun wasn't even up yet. Cause I'm West Coast, so like it's always super early whenever my friends are awake anywhere that isn't West Coast. But it was so funny. You guys would have died laughing. It's all good. BB, did you see Rogan's IQ test? No. What is it? PBR is good beer, but if you have three of something a night landing the plane, PBR can start making me feel a little. This is gonna sound gay. I don't care. The wheat, or I don't know if it's. I'm not gonna say gluten. That's insanely gay. That's not mustache conversation. But beer, if I drink beer every night, it starts making me feel a little sluggish. But this lesbian water, White Claw, you know, Spike Seltzer is, he posted on his IG, but I don't know. 127? Good for him. That's very high. I believe it. I mean, the dude's not dumb. He's just short and gay. I don't believe that was a valid IQ test, but I don't doubt that for a second. I mean, the guy is a quick, he doesn't know much. There's no high fructose corn syrup in this, dude. Hang on. Purified carbonated water, alcohol from cold brewed sugar, natural flavors, natural cane sugar, citric acid, natural cherry juice. Concentrate, sodium citrate. That's it. That is, it just makes your gears a little less. Because I've been in the zone before where I've had a couple PBRs every night, or my brother likes Twisted Teas, and I can't do that. It doesn't help me land the plane. Joe may be slow, but he knows what love is. No, and the PBR high fructose corn syrup. Yeah, there's, 127 is minimum to be a bear. Well, no, you can have a 100 IQ and be smarter than Rogan in a lot of ways. Rogan, his head is made, it's foggy from sodomy. I also don't trust people that post their IQ on Instagram. Hey, God, is that real? You never know. You guys can get me really going down rabbit holes here. Oh, making a duck pond. Amy just sent me something really cool. I got to see this. I mean, 127's high. I don't think that that's, I think that that's legit. He's a smart guy. I legitimately thought I was dumber. General Intelligence Quotient Certificate. Joseph Rogan, 127. Good for him. He's wicked smart. I'm proud of him. Or he can do Photoshop. I don't know. I don't hate Rogan. He's short, you know? He's pro-abortion, pro-sodomy. But I don't hate him at all. I'm glad he's smart. He's the smartest toe on the planet, you know? Because as far as toes go, I got a funny toe. A funny toe pickup line. You're like my big toe. Someone's like, what? Be like, because I'm going to bang you on all my furniture. I just hate sellouts. Yeah, me too, obviously. But good for him. Rogan higher IQ than Jordan Peterson? For sure. Can you do Coors flute song on piano? Maybe. Oh, he has a certificate. That proves it then. Yeah, it's very gay. It's very gay. But it's not 150. I'm not 150. I was 147 in sixth grade. I don't know what it is now. And I don't really care that much. It's really high. Yeah. I was top 1% for all the SAT-2s and all that shit and all the standardized tests. But I have no idea. I would take one and get a certificate like Rogan, but I'm not gay. You know, like I spend my days making life with my penis and growing crops and chickens and stuff. At least Joe Rogan is down to earth. That's wicked funny. You two should roast each other for charity. I'd be down. He won't even let people bring up my name on the podcast. That's like one of his orders now. But is Rogan smarter than a lobster? I think Vox proved that Jordan Peterson's IQ is around 115 or something like that. I always knew Rogan was smart. He just doesn't know much. Because he's like most of his IQ, most of his brain power is aimed at weaponized cuddling, you know, like MMA stuff where it's just two guys just grind up against each other for like a half hour trying to get hard. So like every maneuver of like, you know, the straight gay butt pumps, he knows everything about that. He knows everything about like hunting and, you know, whacking off in a tree, stuff like that. But he doesn't know like what century the Civil War is or how many Roosevelts there were, you know, shit like that. JBP talks too slow to have high IQ. Well, he's retarded. Yeah, Rogan's spatial is probably off the charts. Like, off the charts. His spatial. I mean, the guy's a lethal hunter. Lethal bow hunter. And he understands fighting so well that he's got one of those gook IQs. Like, he's got a chink IQ. Like, how the Chinese, it's all spatial. You know, he probably could have gotten into engineering. His verbal, I don't think, is very high. Saying Owen Benjamin is hate speech to Rogan is true. Joe's a flip-flopping cabal-owned zombie. Well, that being said, he still does cuddle MMA and he grinds his semi-erect penis on men for hours and hours and hours. And it takes a high IQ to get straight men in a position where you just are without any underwear in your gi and you're just like pumping. And the other guy thinks that it's like training for a fight and you just go until you come and you're like, you can't see over a counter, like just a basic kitchen counter. I mean, that's impressive shit right there. Good for him. Weaponized cuddling. Yep. Heard it here first, kids. My wife can outshoot Rogan. She hits 10. I missed it. Good for you. Yeah, I'm just giving credit where credit's due. Like, I'm not a hater. That's the funniest part. It's like I try to compliment him, but it's tough. I don't even know what his face looks like because I've never seen him on a step stool or a step ladder. Or I hear he works part-time at the circus. So as he's being... As he's being shot out of a cannon, like as he's going over me, I could probably get a good look at him. And then I could figure out his IQ. But that's really high. Good for him. You know? So what's wrong with claws? We'll get to it. Muslim school will not allow girls to eat lunch. I'm going to make this point real quick just to put it together. So liberals worship Moloch from the Old Testament. So New York State passed a law that you can now abort right up until birth. Like, while you're having contractions, you can execute your baby. Women, not men, obviously, but the woman can. And the man has no say in the life of his child. And Virginia was close to passing that bill again. And Scott Adams, of course, embarrassed himself again, just to a degree that's pretty unimaginable. He's like, I mean, the worst thing that you people have done to me on Twitter is you keep saying that I'm a baby killer. We all can agree, can't we? Can we all agree? Fact check me if I'm wrong. But he's pro-choice. He doesn't understand that people are like, yeah, you're a part of this, asshole. He's like, can we agree? Do we have the 48-hour rule? Can we? It's like, shut your mouth. It's over. It's over for you, Scott. You had a good run. You had some good points, and now you're so annoying. It's mind blowing. Scott Adams' entire periscope is now like, I predicted that the sun would rise this morning, and there it is, the sun. It's rising just like I said it would. Now it's time for the simultaneous sip. Raise your mug, your chalice, your liquid holding device. I say that because it includes the most amount of people in the world, because it's all the things that hold water or coffee or anything. It's part of my hypnotism. It's like, dude, leave your house. Leave your home. Leave your home. He doesn't have biological children. Exactly. It's like, no one has it wrong about you, Scott. Like, you encourage abortion. An abortion always goes till the day of birth. It almost got passed in Virginia. And he's like, now, what the governor said is not what he meant. And he had his 48-hour rule to clarify. It's like, there is no need to clarify. If you're anywhere close to saying killing babies is okay, a culture will come in that will enforce the rule. See, this is what the deal is with women. And this is why feminists and a lot of women are bashing Western men, but they don't bash Islam. You ever notice that? Because Islam doesn't take it. A lot of women, a lot of toxic women, a lot of messed up psycho women, but it is in female nature in a real primal form. They will push you and test you and push you to see if you're strong enough to hold a society together. And if you're not, they'll humiliate you. And they'll go with someone that will be strong enough. And this is why it's important for Western men to start speaking out and not allowing these things to happen. Muslim school will not allow girls to eat lunch until after boys have finished, Ofsted chief said. This isn't in Saudi Arabia, it's in Birmingham. And that's England. In 2019, this is where the fetish of celebrating multiculturalism leads. A Muslim school will not allow girls to eat lunch until after boys have finished. Do you see any of the left saying anything? No. And it isn't a mistake. It isn't even by design. And I mean, Islam fits a lot better with totalitarians because Islam means submission. And of course, Muhammad is a pedophile on a flying horse and a warlord. So it's a little easier to deal with him than Jesus Christ, who was a carpenter and not a warlord and wanted a separation between church and state. It's in the Bible. But that being said, if men aren't willing to say, you can't kill our babies, women will go with people that say, you can't eat till we're done. And want to know what they do? They say, okay. Okay. Because women don't want men that allow them to kill their own babies. Those are weak men. Those are weak genes. If a woman's with a man that's pro-choice, she doesn't respect that man. What man would let someone kill their own babies? A weak man. A man that a woman does not want that man's DNA to be passed to the next generation. And they'll find a man that will stop that. And that man may be an incest victim on a camel named Abdul, but that is a more valid man. Like this big bearded incest weirdo from Pakistan on a camel just being like, oh, rah, rah, rah. That's more of a man simply because they're like, there's this video I can't play on here because there's nudity, but there was this like Islamic thing happening and all these feminists rush the stage and they're topless. They're just their tits hanging out and they're like, feminism. And you just see all these Islamic men just run out, bam, just start like kicking her, like, get the woman off the stage. This is a man's stage. They respect that. If you don't do that, if you let these people kill their kids, kill the man's kids, they will be like, oh, I don't want to bury your kids then if you won't stop this. Like, culturally, the West has lost that shit. Culturally, the West is like, just kill the kids. That's fine. I just want to keep fucking, just getting sucked, coming, getting DMT, taking my IQ test, showing everybody on Instagram how smart I am. Look at that, 127. I can kick a bag, abort babies, DMT, whacking off, 4'5". That gets dominated by a group that is like, you do not kill the baby. You don't get to drive. You don't get to vote. And women are like, okay. And all these men, they're like, I just don't want to be problematic. They're like, toxic masculinity. Toxic masculinity. And men are like, we deserve it. They're like, we're going to kill the babies. And men, like, if the men don't stand up, it's over. And it's not Christian men. It's atheists. And it's also pussy Christians. It's agnostics. It's these men of this world, Satanists, you know? And it's like, I would never allow that. Even if I was single, I've never had a girl pregnant except for Amy. If a girl got pregnant and she was like, I'm going to have an abortion, I'd be like, the fuck you are. And you know what? They wouldn't. If you're like, you're having that baby. You're having that fucking baby. I don't care if you bail on the baby. Like, that's my baby. And if you don't, like, you're not killing that fucking baby. No, but men are just like, oh, it's Tina's world. Oh, no. Such bullshit. Say what you will about the Muzzies. I mean, it's a horrifying culture and a terrible religion. But one thing I will say is they know how to fucking keep certain things in their places. You know, so does Hungary, Poland, Romania. Like, some of these countries are making gender studies illegal. You know, Hungary won't let, what's his name in the country, that Jew. What's that guy's name who sponsors everything evil? What the fuck is that guy's name? The Jew. What's that guy's name? You guys know who it is. It's Soros. Hungary won't let Soros in. They're like, Soros, you're out of here. And Soros is like, but I'm a Jew. Are you anti-Semitic? And they're like, get the fuck out. And he's like, okay, I'll slither away. But aren't you, don't you hate yourself because you're anti-Semitic? And they're like, get out now. China considers Islam a mental illness. Japan considers transgenderism a mental illness. You know what Japan does when you're trans? They fucking snip you. You're not allowed to breed. Japan. Go ahead and try and tell me that Japan's third world. If you're trans in Japan, they don't let you breed. They're like, you're fucking insane. But no, in America, everyone's like, I just don't want anyone to take away my pornography and my corn syrup and my Facebook. And Soros is like, are you anti-Semitic? Don't you let me in? I'm worth $20 billion and I hate all of you. But if you say anything, it's like, get the fuck out of here, Soros. Hey, gender study, get the fuck out of here. Hey, Islam, get the fuck out. Hey, trans people, snip, snip. Oh, and are you going to come at me right now and say that I just referenced Japan? Oh, by the way, all of the Middle East, like all of this, that's why I have respect for Israel. Israel's like, no, get the fuck out of here. But we are Muslim. We are coming. Get the fuck out of here. You're not welcome here. It's like, you got to do that. It's like, you're not killing the babies. You're not bringing that shit. You're not bringing these mind illnesses to our people. Get the fuck out of here. I love the Soros impression. Well, that's how Jews sound to me. They go, oh, Bert's gold. Promo code Shapiro. Come on, buy it. Yeah, Russia too. Russia gets it. Western men have been deballed. Exactly. You let people kill your own babies, a group of men will come in that will not let that happen. And genetically, those men will win. Just takes time. You want to bet? If a group of men say, okay, because it's about men. It's about men. It's not about women. It's about men saying, you don't get to kill my fucking kid. So many men are like, abort the baby. I can't have a baby. I can't support the baby. I can't pay. I'm so scared. I'm just a kid. I'm only 35. I mean, I live in my mom's basement. You know, I play Dungeons and Dragons. It's like, no. If you are lucky enough to get a woman pregnant, it's the best thing that ever happened to you. And protect that seed with everything you have. And people are like, yeah, Big Bear, but you have the perfect wife. You have said, we didn't used to be perfect. We still aren't perfect. There was a time when me and Amy were fucking train wrecks. She got pregnant before we got married. We used to get in like there's been times when we'd be at a party and like we'd get in fights that would make people be like, you two are fucking insane. Like one time she was just started kicking the shit out of my car and I got in her face. I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, dude, we were wild. It's like you don't just find a perfect person. It's like you fucking get through it. You work, you build, you like bring out the best in each other. And yeah, now we're building like duck houses and sitting on benches and holding hands and looking at our children. It's like we don't even fight in front of our kids ever. That comes from fucking work. If you are lucky enough to get a woman pregnant, you marry her, you protect that baby, and you make it work. Like when me and Amy first met, I was an LA actor and she was like, you know, she was going to like raves before. She was on Zoloft because she was depressed. Don't think that me and her are just like out of nowhere. Just I met the perfect person and she met the man of her dreams. Like, yes, she was beautiful and smart and I clicked. And yes, I was the guy that she wanted. That being said, there was so much shit around us that we had to fucking work through. And make honest people out of each other. We grew up together. I like to say, even though we didn't meet as kids, but it's like we grew up together. And if you don't protect that baby, and if you don't like, when it's like, well, we're not even together. No, get together. Like that's a miracle, dude. And if you don't, another dude will. And let's just say they are probably Muslim. Because the Jews, I mean, they abort like crazy, except for Israelis and a couple good Jews here. Most of them are cowards. I mean, they're just like, oh, kill the baby. I want to make money, blowjob, gold. Say what you will about the Muzzies, but they will be like, do not kill that fucking kid or I'll kill you. That works. All right. Shout out to Faith Goldie. Owen Benjamin roasting Justin Trudeau and soy comprised Canadian culture is everything. Shout out to Faith Goldie. Thanks for promoting that shit. She's Canadian. She has more balls than most of the dudes. Oh, this is the claw time. This is claw time. So my boy Ryan texted me today. And bear in mind, Ryan's like 6'4", 400 pounds, tats on his hands. Truck driver, legend, neighbor. We hang and like discuss plans and schemes all the time about like when shit goes down, like where we drop trees and, you know, how we become warlords. He writes, no more White Claw for me. Anthony Von Mandel, who owns it, is a direct contributor to Justin Trudeau. It took me like literally an hour to write back. I just write devastated. He wrote, me too. But I still have a 12-pack. I can't let go to waste. Plus, the devil already got his money. And then, after a while, as he was blatantly sipping on just the greatest drink that's ever existed, he writes, should we keep it in the closet? I wrote, I'll discuss the claw situation. Like, on the stream. See what you guys think. He wrote, can I get a heads up? Because I have a claw looking at me every time I open the fridge. I'm at a crossroads here. I wrote, it's a fallen world. Drink the claw. And then he wrote, haha, I'm in denial too now. I know how the gays feel. So that's where we're at. We finally find a drink that agrees with us. And we find out that the owner of this claw contributes to Justin Trudeau, who I hate more than almost anyone alive. You know, I use Apple. I treat it like a whore. I filled in the bitten apple, trying to work with symbols. There is no company that doesn't have blood on their hands. But it's fucking devastating. Any advice, you know, brew your own claw? I'm working on it. Boy clot. Yeah, but what am I going to do? Go back to beer and then just feel like shit every day? Out the window? I mean, once you start doing all the purity tests, though, with some of these companies, it's like, so can I use YouTube, PayPal? You know, what about the fucking streets that they got from coercive government taxation? It's like, it's all fucked. What do you think, Sidekick Bear? But I mean, it's like to donate to Justin Trudeau is the worst. It's one thing if you're like, I can't even process it yet. It takes me months to process betrayal. My first instinct is always just to back whoever's being attacked. You know, I feel a sense of camaraderie with White Claw. So my first instinct would be like, no, fuck you. You're the one who's a problem, not White Claw. And then it'll set in like a week later. And then like as time goes on, I just don't even know how to handle it sometimes. It's just, they don't even sell it in Canada. I mean, maybe Ryan's wrong. I mean, this is one of those, I might be in the bargaining stage of grief. But how the fuck does, like, if they don't even sell it in Canada, why the fuck would he donate to Trudeau? How do you even find that? You know, maybe I'm going to turn on Ryan and just stick with the Claw. Even though that's not going to happen. I guarantee he's laughing right now watching this. Because, I mean, I may just call him a liar and never look at the truth of the Claw. Drink whiskey, get some hair on your chest. Yeah, but see, you can't do that every night. I like three Claws a night. If I was drinking liquor every night, that doesn't sound good to me at all. Like, this is oddly hydrating because it's mostly water, and the sugar is like cane sugar, vodka. That's where they get the alcohol. There's no added sweetener. Dude, there's only 2 total grams of all carbohydrates in it. It's 5% alcohol. It's mostly water. Like, not only do I not wake up hungover, this is hydrating. It's like the one time I find a drink, because when me and my brother and Cap and those guys would have, like, we used to drink like Natty Ice, PBR, fucking Jenny Cream Ale. I'd wake up literally feeling like there were Joe Rogans in my head just banging my brain with a fucking pickaxe. But Justin Trudeau, comment on this. Tell me what you think I should do. Owen, quit drinking and start doing yoga. No, see, I'm not a pro sodomy comedian. I thought that everyone knew that. Like, what about me makes you think that I am pro sodomy? Fireball and Dr. Pepper. Yeah, but I mean, water's your friend. I can't land the plane with liquor, beer, wine. Wine will give me a fucking headache every night. And then I can't be a good dad the next day if I'm like, I don't want to play Monster Trucks. My head hurts. No, the reason I can land the plane with Claw is it's the only alcoholic beverage I've ever had where, like, it is oddly hydrating. And it doesn't have this sugar rush that does an insulin, that jacks my insulin and makes me like fat and sad. It's fucking bullshit. I finally find a drink that works. Whiskey, I'll just go start abusing the ducks. If I drink too much whiskey every night, I'm just going to walk down the duck area and be like, hey, fucking, you guys think you're better than me? With your little puns, like, put it on my bill. Now it's time for you to fucking learn. I just start beating the shit out of the ducks. Yoga is gay and demonic. Yeah, I'm not into yoga. I'm not into anything. Listen, yoga's cool. It's good for like certain back ailments and stuff like that. Yoga has a spirituality. It's good for like lengthening your spine, your legs, stuff like that. But anytime you're just sitting in a room with someone just being like, be open, open up, open, opening. Be more open. Open to what? And you guys might think that I'm being too puritanical. I'm not. But the physical act of yoga is healthy. you know, stretching, elongating, all that stuff. But once you start getting into like that, it's a spirituality where it's like the third eye of your dick and like be open. That's when it gets bad. All right, let me read a couple super chats and we'll get into the Canadian set. 4,227 people, even members only. I knew we'd do it. I knew we'd do it, boys. We're the winners tonight. Hey, BB, too much gain, scratchy sounding piano. Have I fixed it? Honest question. Mead may be the move, but there's a lot of sugar in mead. But mead is, I want homemade, but I want something that's very high in water, carbonated water, very low in sugar, but yet it lands the plane. This is more alcoholic than a PBR. Alcohol isn't what's bad for you. I mean, it's not good for you, but it's the sugar, the wheat, the gross shit in there, you know? I mean, I think like moonshine's better. My buddy makes moonshine, but that's not just landing the plane. That's hijacking the plane and setting it on fire. Hey, love, do you want to talk about our train wreck days real quick to give the people a pep talk? No, she's not using the microwave. Do you want to give the people a pep talk?
About what?
Like back in the day when we used to kind of be train wrecks and then we like worked our way out of it.
I'm in my pajamas.
Amy's in her pajamas, but she's just going to say hello real fast. Hello, love.
Hello. I'm going to get made fun of for wearing this.
She's in her pajamas. Real quick, thoughts on the mustache?
I love the mustache. You know that.
Thoughts on White Claw donating to Justin Trudeau? How do we replace it?
Well, anything's replaceable. It's a product. Could you do like a small amount of vodka with sparkling water?
Possibly, yes. Because it like this doesn't get me hungover.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the other one, in my opinion, it would taste similar.
Yeah, we can make it happen. And tell the people about how we instantly clicked when we met, but we had to work through some demons.
Yeah, I saw Owen walking down the street and I was immediately attracted to him. So we clicked. We like talked. The first time we met, we talked for over an hour on the sidewalk. And then the first year was horrendous. It was wonderful, but it was like so energy draining and a lot of nights sobbing or fighting, running home drunk from the improv. That was like my life then.
And that was pre-mustache.
Pre-mustache. And then, yeah, just as time went on, it got a lot better. I think the big turning point was just having kids. Because even after we were like solid in a relationship, you have to remember Owen was like he was an LA comic, and any comedian's wife or girlfriend can tell you it's kind of a rough life because the women are always, you know, after them, and it's like a lot of nights of them going out and like alcohol around and other women around. So it's a rough life. But once we had a baby, it really changed it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to tell the people that it's like people act like, because we blatantly have a really good marriage. Like, no, like, it's obvious.
Yeah.
So it's like people act like we just kind of met and everything just clicked and like.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell people. It's like.
Well, we clicked, but like in.
Yeah, and but
we
you
met.
Have to,
but.
Yeah, but like
it was
you got.
Hard.
It's like.
It was so hard.
It's like us getting. Like you getting pregnant and me manning up to it was such a miracle. It was mm-hmm. like that changed the game.
It did.
And so, like, I'm telling the people where it's like, don't shy away from that. Don't be like, well, we're not in a good place. Like, it's like, no.
Yeah.
Commit to it.
The one thing I will
commit
say.
Commit to love.
The one thing I will say is.
Grow a mustache.
One of the very first times Owen and I hung out, I think it was like under three hangouts. I remember I like just asked, I don't know, I was just like, do you want to have kids? And you were like, yeah, I do one day. And I was like, me too. So we both knew that like really well off the bat that we both wanted kids one day. We didn't like sit down and have a deep conversation about it, but it was just.
Yeah, we both.
Even though we were both at crazy party zone, it was a pretty well Like, we just knew that.
Yeah.
Not with each other necessarily.
She was pregnant. Damn, she lost her pregnancy weight. Well, two children under three right now. We have Charlie's like 6 months. Walter's like 2.5, 2¾.
Look at my ridiculous pajamas. They feel so much better than they look.
Well, that's kind of like my mustache.
Oh, I love your mustache.
No, but it feels awesome.
Yeah, well, I love it.
I've had a cold upper lip my whole life.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, she legit loves it.
I do love it.
Like the authority. Mm. Do you know why I pulled you over? You see, you get it. All right, I know you're probably cold.
You were just about to push me away, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I started feeling a little vulnerable.
Oh, baby.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Don't baby me in front of the guys.
Okay.
The video is choppy. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. It's probably the juice. When did you realize that you were in love? Really fast. I mean, like, we clicked really fast, but, like, the love that I now know what love is, and I'm not trying to just be corny, but, like, it took a bit to get to that level of trust where I was like, I trust her to a degree where I could like legitimately be in love and not just like clicking hard for a red PJs.
I thought you said BJ.
No, PJ. All right, baby girl.
I love you.
I love you too. I'll see you. Later. See you in a bit.
Goodbye.
And if you have any ideas, let me know about the claw.
I already gave you my idea.
It's better ideas, though.
Okay.
All right, what do we got here? Make sure the audio's good. Yeah, people are saying it's choppy. It's fine. The playback will be okay. And there's nothing I can do about it. The Jews know what I'm up to. And they know that I know what they're up to. And because of that, online dating no bueno. Yeah, screw that. Thank you for speaking truth, brother. Spread the word about having 10 white babies. Hell yeah. Breed. All right, a little more super chat. Hey, BB, never get to catch these live. I work as an electrical engineer in the wireless comms field and would like to be verified as Filter Bear. Welcome, Filter Bear. I listen to you all day while at work. If you want to know more about 5G, let me know. Of course I do, Filter Bear. If you're still in the chat, I'll start reading it. I'm just going to play you guys another quick video here. This was us today. 1 second. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you can tell. I just was listening to Shostakovich on repeat all day. So this is what I've been doing today, was putting down sod to the duck area to soak up the mud. But Walter's really cute in this one.
In this episode of Tiny House Duck Living... What do you think of the house wall?
I like it.
That's what we do with the Super Chat money. We make little houses for our little ducks. We just ordered 3 female ducks. It's pretty exciting. I like these Peking ducks. They get real big. Do they glow in the dark? Nah, stash. Rolly fingers over here. Definitely a mustache. My high school sweetheart gave birth to my first son, married forever. Good for you. We drop bitrate. I'll give that a shot. The replay will be fine, and I'm not just going to spend the whole time yelling about nothing. It just isn't happening. I can exit out of different programs. There's only one open that I'm not using. I can... Just stop. I can't, when programs say, like, are you happy with the app? Will you rate the app? I find it so annoying that I'm like, yeah, maybe I will rate the app. 1 star, deleted forever, banned for life. Don't make me rate your app. You know how many emails I have? I don't even fucking ever do email blasts. I do like twice a year. I gotta put more out of fire in here. You like the app? Not anymore, I don't. Trust appreciation, AFK, for the last 30 minutes. I don't know what that means. I don't have any skills, carpentry. Number one, internet's still laggy. I don't care. I might make a rule that if people just constantly bitch about laggy internet, you're banned for life. I really can't stand it. It's just, it's so pointless and like counterproductive. My stream health says it's okay. It's at yellow. It's not even at red. Choppy. Who cares? I don't care about you, Jake, troll. So choppy, Texas gear guy. Do you want me to bail? Or do you want to just deal with it like a normal human being? You know? I have the fastest internet money can buy. Amy's not using the fucking microwave. I'm not going to restart it because it will play fine. Like the next day, I rewatch it. And sometimes there's little jumps when I talk about Jews. They know I know. But that isn't something that I care about right now. All right. 5G, LOL, CIA, fuck it. I know, and there was just a drop in viewers. Fortunately, I don't care at all because I have you guys and I like you guys. Let's watch a little of this. This is on my YouTube. It's a free special, and I definitely repeat some jokes in it. I didn't even know it was going to be like taped as well, so that's why I'm glad it was taped, but I started playing the piano and immediately didn't work, so I took some questions from the audience. This is a pretty fun segment.
Can you guys hear that? Hello, hello. Did we just go? Are we going a cappella? It's all right. I can switch the gears. It was the Jews. Hello, hello. We can roll with it. I can do Q&A, and if we don't figure it out, fuck it. You can just look at it on YouTube. Hang on. Hello, hello. What's that? I bet you did, Trudeau. All right, so that's all good. Why don't we can do for a little bit that's left, and then I got to get out of here. We can do Q&A, because fuck it. I want to hear what you guys probably want to hear some shit, and I want to know you guys. So.
You want a claw?
Yeah, I want a claw. Awesome, dude.
See, this is why I had to address the claw situation. It's because live, people will literally, they're starting to give me claws. And so when I found that out about Trudeau, I don't want anybody to support claw if they're, you know. Peking ducks, do they watch you have sex? LOL. No, they're just pretty sweet. I dropped my viewer to 144. Yeah, it's what it is. Just deal with it, dude. I mean, the Bears are stronger than that. It's strong. You're stronger than that. Than to just bitch all the time. That just makes no sense. Let's just continue having fun. You don't need to see everything. Audio is where it's at anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Now one claw is good. Thank you. What's that? What is this? What is this? Earth is flat?
No.
Yo, here's the thing. Once these dudes think the Earth is flat, that's all they fucking talk about. You can be like, dude, your dick's on fire. They're like, tell that to NASA. I respect the passion, but it's a little intense. All right, so.
Let's go help me rule ya.
I don't have a piano right now, my sweet baby girl.
See, here's one of the reasons I'm showing you this is because this is for most comics, this would be horrifying because my piano and mic both shut off. The only reason you could hear me is because I have a lavalier on my lapel because I guess they're recording it for their YouTube channel. So just to be able to improv and go in front of people and be like, anything you want to talk about, let's do it. So I find this pretty interesting, a lot more interesting than just normal stand-up. Unplanned. And thankfully, the audience was cool and just kind of roll with it. But it kind of shows you the kind of people that support, and they're really cool. Like, people are just giving me cool shit right here.
All right, who wants to ask a question? Then we'll just to go. Let's hear it.
Are you not offended when everybody claps? Or do you feel more respected when people snap
That dehumanizes people without arms. No, if people snap their fingers, I would quit and think that I took a horrible turn with my career. That's a real thing, isn't it? Is that what they're doing now?
Yeah, it is.
Where is that happening?
I don't know, but it's going to be in university campuses,
they snap instead of clap? All right, well, this is the bright.
So here's the thing. So what the guy was just telling me was that on university campuses, instead of clapping, you have to snap now because it's considered, a hate crime or whatever. But then you turn it around.
All right, guys. No, but hear me out. The bright side is you no longer have to send your kids to college. It's very expensive.
Like, listen, guys, anybody in the chat complaining about being a choppy, just leave. Just go away. Nobody cares. You need an Ethernet connection. No, I don't, Alexander. I've had that. It doesn't do anything. I'm shadow banned. This is by design to lower my watchers. You guys realize that, right? I could do this at the fastest computer in the world with the best internet, and this would happen. It happens every fucking time. So either deal with it or just go. No one needs you here. And it's like, people just sit here and bitch. No one cares. No one cares what you think at all. And I'm giving you guys a warning. If it stays, I will start banning all you motherfuckers. You guys took the time to become members so you can chat. If you keep bitching about the fucking lag, you will be banned for life. So just, like, think about what you value, you know? And just, this can go down to 50 people. I don't care. You have to be able to get through problems in your life or you're shit. You're a shit human.
That's one thing I don't think people understand is they're setting us free. Where it's like, oh, now they're making you cut your cock off to go. You're like, then I won't go. And then you realize you're having more fun. Everyone's chopping off cocks.
That's really disappointing.
Who's got a question?
Hey, what about Joe Rogan?
I'm heading back home, my friend. I got I'm getting the fuck out of this country before it pops. How tall is Joe Rogan? Hi, how are you?
We made you some armor.
Tell us Joe Rogan.
What is this? Is it armor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're on your calf. Right?
Well, knee pads send a different message in Canada, but.
No, they're not.
Okay, let me see.
They're for your shin or for your.
Oh, these are awesome. These are leather. I'll put them on my arms. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Flower.
Flower?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Flower. It was very sweet of you. Give it up for Flower. Joe Rogan's, I don't know, I've never actually seen him, because every time, like, when I've ever met him, I've been like, where is he? And he just fucking, that, like, I need those for my shins next time I see Joe Rogan, because all he does, he fucking kicks me in the shin and runs back to his little Keebler Elf shop.
Fuck Joe Rogan.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah,
all right, what else you guys got?
When are you interviewing Sam
Hyde? I'll do Sam. Listen, Sam, I'll do him whenever, but... He's one of the only people I've ever met that's flakier than me. Like, I'm like, he's like...
Hey, guys. The stream is so bitchy and shitty that I'm out. I had another good hour in me to go over comedy, but you guys just suck tonight. And hopefully the loss lets you realize that the choppy, any issue you had wasn't worth bitching about. I warned you. You kept going.